This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Sometimes the numbers just confirm what you already know. Today's case in point, the Consumer Price Index. The headline number was up 7.5% last month compared to January of last year. That's the biggest increase in 40 years. We'll get into some of the details throughout the show, starting with transportation. Used cars and trucks saw some of the biggest increases, up more than 40% year over year. And though gas prices fell last month, they were still 40% higher than last January. Add to all that the rising premiums for auto insurance and the cost of driving may be getting out of reach for some people, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
There was a moment early on in the pandemic when car insurance companies were actually giving their customers some money back.
The number of miles driven really radically decreased for a short time, and that led to a far fewer number of accidents on the roads and things like that.
Bob Passmore at the American Property Casualty Insurance Association says all of that reduced costs for insurance companies, but now people are driving again.
Today, we're pretty close to where we were at this point in 2019.
And those savings are over. Jeffrey Williams at Forrester Research says everything car-related is getting more expensive.
Look at the new car market. Cars are more expensive. Look at the used car market. Cars are more expensive. If you already have a car, if you go out and get new rugs to go in the car, they're going to be more expensive.
All of that means the value of the cars companies are insuring is going up. And so is the cost of car repairs and medical care when people get into accidents.
And these costs are pushed on to the consumer.
To raise rates, car insurance companies have to ask state regulators for permission, and they've been getting it.
I've seen premium increases in the range of 5, 10, and even 15%.
Doug Heller at the nonprofit Consumer Federation of America says the rate hikes are driving up the already high cost of car ownership.
That throws a huge wrench in the budget of people who are really just struggling to get by.
Many of whom need cars to get to work. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.